The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
You're listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world. Are you ready to create a life that's intentional and dynamic? Welcome to The Intentional Spirit with your host, Reverend Temple Hayes.
I am ready to accept a life that's intentional and dynamic, and I know you are too. That's why you tune in and listen to this show, because we address these ideas each and every week with healers and revealers and shamanic practitioners and light workers and great authors and people that make a stand for truth and vibrancy. And no different today, as we have Elise Breeze with us on our show today. But, you know, like I always say, that, you know, intentional people exceed people with goals or people that have a vision board or a to-do list. Intentional spirits are not weathered by what's going on outside of them. They're not in the waiting room. They're not, let me see how this works out first. They're not delaying the good that's wanting to rush and meet them. They continue to move forward as if. It doesn't mean it's always easy, but it is necessary. And so I'm so thrilled that we have Elise Breeze with us today. Welcome to our show, Elise. So glad you're here.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh my gosh. Like me, you're probably excited to be anywhere. I mean, we have some real work to do on this planet, don't we?
Oh yeah, we definitely have a lot of work to do. But you know what? I feel like it's happening. And now more than ever, I've been really encouraged by just seeing the amount of people that are waking up and are really taking responsibility for their own healing and their own lives. So, I've been encouraged lately.
Me too. Well, that's the space I hold. I don't think of the world as broken or messed up or anything like that. I couldn't do the work I did if I had an incongruent belief system, you know, without faith. But I love right. that you are a, well, first of all, I just got to get this out of my way. I love your website. And, I mean, God bless you with your dimples. Okay. I mean, girl, you have got some
Thank
dimples
you.
That would stop traffic. So I just got to clear that. I went, that girl, she has got some dimples. So you have truly been blessed by nature in that. That's for sure. And now everybody wants to go to your website to find out what I'm talking about, because her face is right on the front of her website. And anyway, I just had to go there so I can think about other things. But I love that you address what is so necessary for all of us, especially now, in talking about trauma. How did you get on this path in the first place? And you can go all the way back to childhood if you want, because we have all the time in the world for you to tell us about yourself. Why does this matter?
Okay.
And how did you evolve and integrate from trauma to miracles? Let's go there.
Yeah. All right. Let's go there. So, you know, ever since I was a young child, I kind of knew that I was tuned into something that other people weren't. You know, later I would find out that I just am always kind of in the Akashic records. But when I was younger, I didn't really realize, you know, what I was tapping into. So, you know, I had some traumatic experiences when I was younger, more just around relating and taking on the trauma from my parents. And, you know, because of these experiences that I had, and because I knew I was tuned into something else, like I would see visions, I would have out of body experiences when I was a kid. And I never told anyone, because I just knew that my parents weren't going to be able to understand or hold space. So I kind of kept everything to myself. And that kind of made me into this like seeker. Like I was always just wondering, like, what was going on beneath the surface? Like, I'm a Scorpio, and I've always been like into like digging into what's underneath and what's really going on. you know, in the world and just with people in general. So I always was very interested in like psychics and astrology and all of these like deeper things from a young age. So I actually, you know, really started down a spiritual path when I was a teenager. And when I was 19, I was really struggling with an eating disorder and anxiety. And I was just kind of just really looking for answers. And that's when I discovered breath work. And breath work was kind of the first thing that I found that was highly transformational for me. And it helped me, you know, really heal and recover from my eating disorder and just kind of change my life and take responsibility for my life in a new way. And then I just kind of went all in, and I kind of do that with things. And I did all of these different breathworker trainings. I became a breathwork practitioner in my early 20s, and I was seeing clients and I was running group programs and, you know, doing all of this stuff in my earlier 20s. So I kind of had like my first spiritual awakening when I was that age. And then, you know, life just kind of happened, and I just kind of, you know, followed some of the programming of society, and I ended up, you know, becoming a school counselor. And I was a school counselor for a long time. And then, more recently in 2019, I had a really big push from the universe, in a bunch of different ways that I needed to really step into my gifts and start helping people in the way that I really knew that I could. So yeah. And you know, I have all of this experience working with like traumatized children and, you know, just kind of taking my natural gifts and abilities and melding that with the experience that I had over a decade. I would say that's how I came to do what I'm doing now. So I started my business in late 2019, early 2020, and I initially thought it was just going to be about breath work because that's what I always did. That's this tool that I always knew that I could share with people and that I knew was highly transformational for people. So I started out and I was just like, okay, I'm doing breath work. And like, it very quickly evolved into many other things. One being the Akashic Records. I quickly realized that I was able to read people's Akashic Records, and I was able to receive all this information in the Akashic Records for people. So I started adding that component to my business. And then I created my first group program. And when I created my first group program, you know, once I started it, I realized that what I was doing is I was helping people massively heal their trauma quickly and step into their gifts and completely change their lives. And I was like, oh, I must be like a trauma healer. But I didn't really put it all together until I actually started working with people and seeing the results they were getting. So, you know, it just kind of all naturally evolved. And I just have been naturally able to create these tools for people that help them move through trauma very, very quickly. And because I'm really tuned into the Akashic Records, I can just, you know, talk to someone or get into their energy, and I can really just see from a big level, like what is holding them back, you know, like where they're kind of stuck, and I can help them move through it pretty quickly. And, you know, I do these channeled breathwork sessions where I go into people's Akashic Records and then I channel a guided breathwork session for them. And those are really powerful tools that my clients use to just move through trauma really, really quickly and then just really transform their lives. And then, you know, I also have channeled my own form of energy healing in the Akashic Records that I use with people. So yeah, it's just kind of quickly evolved into, you know, now I run two group programs and I work with clients one-on-one, and I also, you know, work inside other people's programs to help people heal trauma. So yeah, that's kind of like the long and short of it. I feel like there's probably stuff I'm missing, but we'll probably get to that, I'm guessing, at some point.
Well, it's just, you are, you know, what we say, you are what you know, Gandhi would say, you know, be the message. And, you know, and that's the part that, you know, I articulate to people all the time, your life experiences, you know. So here you are with an eating disorder, body issues, anxiety and stuff like that. And rather than saying I'm doomed, you know, this is my path and why does the universe not like me? You allowed it to show you what is true is that those things that are adversarial then ultimately integrated become how you are an ally and how you show up in the world. And
right.
So that is, you know, really powerful. And one of the things, you know, often when people think of breath work, I can only speak from people that through the years have spoken to me, you know, is they think it's like for a whole weekend, I'm going to go somewhere and I'm going to just breathe. But, and there's nothing wrong with that. But the missing that people don't realize is just in everyday life, how empowering a person can be if they just practice breathing between sentences. It will help you be a great salesperson if you breathe and you're not talking, you know, if you yeah. are, I've told people that are codependent this for years, you know, that as soon as somebody says, I have a problem and you're so quick to go, I can help, practice breath work and you just continue to breathe and you're just holding the space and the person's able to figure out their answer all by themselves. What a concept. So I think that, you know, and I love that in your energetic field that you're bringing in the common sense of breath work, you know, both and, but again,
right.
I find that's been one of my greatest tools is the power of breath between the no longer and the not yet to sit in a space and see what's wanting to unfold. And that is definitely, it's not only a tool in the toolkit, but my word, it's definitely a practice and it takes practice, right? Because a lot of people aren't comfortable in that silent space or they're so busy figuring out what they're going to say instead of just being in that space, right?
Yeah, totally. And also it really is the breath. Well, there's two things here about it. One is it really, when you start to focus on your breathing, like you're saying, even if it's just while someone else is talking or just for a few minutes throughout the day, it brings you into the present moment, one. And the other thing is it really serves as your connection to spirit. And when you can kind of notice your breath as your connection to all that is, that really has like a profound effect on your body, nervous system, and the way you're kind of just engaging with the world. If you can just kind of drop into that knowing and that feeling that is your connection, I think that just has a profound effect on people on like a spiritual level as well.
Oh yes, absolutely. And and the fact that you were able to utilize it also with an eating disorder. So could you go into some of the, if you will, bullet points of that or, you know, of transforming that? Did you start a different kind of practice before you would eat when you were hungry? Explain a little bit of the, if you will, the how-tos of that.
Yeah.
Because I was just talking with someone, you know, today that I don't know. Well, I'm not going to say I don't know. I mean, I have found in our society that we have lowered our standards a lot of expectation when it comes to the physical body. And we do have an epidemic, you know, with overweightness. And so many people explain in a way that it's either their crisis or their age, which is there's too many skinny people that are elder. You know what I mean? So that's not a good excuse. But anyway, if you could elaborate on that a little bit, because you've done the mastery of that.
Yeah, so the way that I see it is anything that we're experiencing, right, whether it's an eating disorder, whether it's depression, whether it's anxiety, or even, you know, obesity or whatever it is, to me, that is just an outer expression of like an incongruence within, right? So that's like it's almost like a symptom, right? It's not the cause. That's just how it's a coping mechanism in a lot of ways. So, you know, what the breath work really allows you to do is get to that core feeling or the core belief that you're holding about yourself that's creating this behavior, right? So for me, a lot of what the eating disorder was stemming from is my own feelings of lack of self-worth at the core of it, right? Like not feeling good enough. And that is usually some form of not feeling good enough is at the core of what a lot of what we're experiencing, right? And it gets covered over with the ways that we, you know, the ways that we try to cope with that and the ways that we try to overcompensate for that. But for me, what I was really experiencing underneath it all is feeling, you know, buying into a belief system and programming from my family and society that if you didn't look a certain way, then you weren't worthy of love, right? Because that was a programming that I received. So I had to dismantle that. And I had to really look at those belief systems that I was holding and say, are these really real? And B, are they serving my highest good? And do I want to continue holding these beliefs about myself and the world, right? So what the breath work really does is it allows you to access unconscious beliefs that you're holding about yourself and the world. And that's one of the most powerful things about the breath and why it works so quickly and efficiently, not only for, you know, something like an eating disorder, but also for just people who are wanting to make really big shifts in their life. Is most of the time, the reason why we're stuck and the reason why we don't make changes is because we're carrying some kind of unconscious belief system that we're unconsciously projecting into our lives that's creating us not being able to change. So for me, I was holding these belief systems around, you know, like I said, not feeling good enough. And by using the breath, I was able to access these deeper feelings that I had, become aware of them, and then consciously choose out of them. So what's happening is kind of, oh, my dog's barking, I apologize. So what's happening is almost twofold, because you're having the awareness of these unconscious belief systems that you're holding, and then you can actually use the breath to physically release the energy from the body. So that's what's so powerful about it, is because when you use breath work, you actually start to move energy in the body. So you actually use the breath to fully oxygenate the cells. And what happens is when we have these old lower vibrational energies, this old stuck energy in the body, whether it's old belief systems, old traumas, emotions that we haven't felt, they're actually holding an energetic signature in our cells, and they're actually sitting there as stuck energy. So when we use the breath and we start to get momentum going in the body, that stuck energy starts to break up and release. So what happens is you actually physically release these old belief systems from the body. So as you're physically releasing them, you're also having the awareness that, oh, this is what I've been carrying. And then when it comes up again, you can consciously choose out of it, because you realize like, hey, this isn't even really me. This is just a belief system that I took on from society, or I took on from my family, or it was passed down the ancestral line. And, you know, that's a lot of what I'm seeing right now with my clients, is we're seeing a lot of ancestral healing happening, because so many people are carrying this programming and these beliefs that are limiting and, you know, scarcity and all of these things that actually have just been passed down to us that aren't actually ours. So a lot of what we're seeing people clearing right now so that they can really shift and change their lives is like these ancestral belief systems that we've just been carrying. So that was kind of a tangent, but the point
no,
is,
it
is
wasn't,
that,
it wasn't a tangent. It was really necessary and beautiful and rich, you know, all at the at the same time.
Yeah. So I think what ends up happening is you get to the core belief behind the thing. And then when you can shift that, everything else shifts.
You know, I wonder too, as you're talking, you know, because in the years of doing soul retrieval on individuals, whether it's Lyme disease or food disorder or, you know, unresolved trauma, and what we know is, you know, the trauma that people don't know they have. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Because, you know, and
exactly. That's
what we found with just traditional therapy. It's really wonderful. Traditional therapy can offer a lot. On the other mm-hmm. hand, it's very complex for, I think, a client to exceed the therapist's accomplishments, if that makes sense to you. And the other part mm-hmm. is that what we know for sure in traumas like you're discussing or things that I discover in working with people is that they kind of checked out and left their body when they went through those traumatic things. And that's why people like you are necessary. And that's why the shamanic way is necessary, because we see imagery right. and things like that where people have had fragmentation and they were checked out when they had that experience and they don't even recall it, or otherwise they would have worked on it themselves. But I, like you, right. you're saying, well, that was kind of long-winded. Well, I'm joining you, I guess. It must be, this is called the long-winded radio show of two people talking. But in that, I wonder if it's the evolution, too, of the beauty of the beholder or the mind or the heart of the healer, because I am seeing more and more that so much of the work, you're saying ancestral, you know, and that's showing up a lot. And I am seeing a lot of people's past life trauma is so
yes,
prevalent.
Me too. Yeah.
Right?
Me too.
It's so prevalent. Yes. And people, you know, often when they're coming to me, they're all excited because they're convinced that, you know, when mom was mean when they were in first grade, that's going to show up. And it's like other lifetimes. It's like mm-hmm. it is not right now in the USA or in Europe or whatever, wherever they're from. It's pretty fascinating. So you're seeing that too.
Oh my gosh. I've been seeing it so much, especially in the last few weeks. I've had three, like basically everyone that I've been working with lately is having some kind of past life healing. You know, one of my clients had a major one in the last couple of weeks that just felt so incredibly powerful, and it actually has been affecting her whole life. And she was able to clear this past life, and it completely shifted her energy. She doesn't have anxiety anymore. I mean, it's profound. And then I just had a new client come to me, and I could see immediately that there was a past life that needed to be cleared in order to, you know, create what she wanted to create. So like, I feel like I'm even more tuned into it now than I was before, but I also feel like just on the planet in general, the energy is supporting it because of like the astrology that's going on and all of the energies that are happening. We're clearing like these deep karmic patterns that we've been playing out for lifetimes. So I'm seeing that people are really able to clear these patterns really easily and have these like past life healings really, really quickly right now. And then I just have been tuning into it more than ever. I mean, it's funny because like when I go into the records, I'm usually always shown like ancestral stuff and also just like your soul's evolution. I'm always able to tap into really quickly, but just more recently, I've been getting so much past life information. So there's definitely something to that right now. I completely agree.
Isn't that interesting? I'm so glad I shared that with you, because I'm like, huh, yeah. I wonder if you're seeing that and experiencing that as well. Well, you're just a wealth of, you know, your toolkit is very broad. Your intention mm-hmm. is very much mission-based and all going in the same direction. But it's very impressive the different layers that you work, that you're able to support people one-stop shop, if I may, or something close to that, or one-stop website, or however we language that. That sounds very trendy and impressive. Everyone I'm talking with, Elise Breeze is her website, Elise, Alyse, Breeze.com. And you really want to tune into her, and wait till you see these photos, and then that's even more impressive. So she is
Oh,
a,
thank
no, I'm
you.
serious. I mean, it's one thing to interview people that are working towards that. I mean, we're all learning every day, but when you actually see someone that has the energy that they're talking about, has the life force that they're discussing, I mean, it's very exciting because we as society are more apt to or more interested in working with people that they actually are walking the talking. We need more of that. That's for sure. But like I said, everyone, you can go to elisebreeze.com if you can't understand my English, then you can go to my Facebook at Temple Hayes, and her information's on there. Also, join me at templehayes.com or firstunity.org because we are always teaching and bringing forth different messages, and we'd love to hear from you and hear about your connections. And Elise, when we come back after break, we want to delve into the ascension and the metamorphosis and the awakening. And I mean, there's not enough
Oh.
hours in the day here for us to go over the things that you have to share with us. And it's just a pleasure to have you on the show. And we'll be right back, everyone, after this short break.
Discover the power within. Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
Welcome back to The Intentional Spirit with Reverend Temple Hayes.
Thank you for being with us. I'm talking with Elise Breeze. You can go to her website, Elise, Alyse, Breeze.com, and learn more about the breath work that she does, the Akashic Records, all the ways in which she works with people with trauma, with going through life changes, with all different kind of things. And Elise, we were talking during break. You've done a lot with the Akashic Records. How did you find out about them? Because I tell people about them a lot. And, I find not enough people know about the Akashic Records and the value and the importance. And it always fascinates me. Like, how does more people not know about this? But anyway, how did you find out about the Akashic Records and then go on to read them for other people? And the way you're sharing, it's like for you, it's an everyday tool in the toolkit, sounds like to me.
Yes, definitely. So it's interesting. I discovered the records in 2020. And it's funny because I just started to like hear about them, I'd say, probably in the spring of 2020. I had recently started my business and I was just, networking and getting involved with other healers and stuff like that. And they just started coming up a lot. And I was like, what is this thing? And I just started feeling like naturally drawn to it. And then I took like a little mini course. It was like a 4-week course on how to read the records. And it was just crazy because my first experience going in to the records, I had like this profound experience where it was kind of like a welcome home slash like just feeling this overwhelming feeling of unconditional love. It was like unlike anything I've ever experienced. And it quickly became clear to me that I had always been reading the records. I just didn't know that that's what I was doing. So for me, you know, I've just always been able to tune into energy and kind of understand it in a deep way. And, you know, even when I was a school counselor, I used to be able to talk about kids to their parents without even really knowing them. And I would be able to tune into like that child and their energy. And I would just be able to speak about them, about everything that was going on with them. And at the time, I didn't know what I was doing. And I was like, am I just like making this up? Like, where is this information coming from? And, you know, I'm reflecting on it now and realizing that that's what I was doing. I was reading their records. So, you know, it just was kind of something that's been presented to me. And you know, it just felt like a homecoming and realizing like, oh, this is actually what I've always been doing. So, yeah, it just, I just kind of felt drawn and I heard of it. And I think more and more people are hearing about it now, but people just don't really understand what it is. So I can explain that too, if you want.
Absolutely. This is your time.
So
take us there.
The way that I describe the records is it is a frequency of information. So the records is like a living library of everything that's ever occurred or will ever occur in the universe. And it lives at a certain frequency, kind of like a radio station. And we are able to tune into that frequency and then have access to that information. So the way that I kind of see it is I'm literally just tuning in to this frequency of information, and then I'm shown visuals and I have feelings and I see words, and then I kind of just translate all of that into words and sentences for the person I'm reading. So, you know, if I'm reading your Akashic records, for example, I'm looking at like the evolution of your soul, like where your soul's been, where your soul's going. And then I'm, you know, obviously answering specific questions that you might have. And I also feel like everyone who reads the records like tunes into it a little differently and is able to receive different kinds of information. I know for me, I always get information about your soul's evolution, meaning like the next level that your soul is wanting to step into at this time. So I'll always be able to see that. And I'll usually be able to see what is kind of holding you back or stopping you, what needs to be healed, cleared, shifted, or transmuted for you to step into that next evolution of your soul. And then, you know, like we were just chatting about before, I get past life information. Sometimes I'll get information from your guides. Sometimes I'll get information about like your galactic heritage or lifetimes you've had in other star systems, other planets. So there's a lot of information that you can get from the records. And I think, you know, it just depends on the person, like what kind of information they get. So that's really important to understand as well.
Well, I can only speak from experience. It's probably three times, I guess, in my life that I've had the Akashic Records. Could be up to five, but it's just been life-changing for me. Absolutely, yeah. Life-changing.
Yeah, yeah. It's such a powerful tool that you can get. You know, what's so great about the records is once you have access to it, you have access to truth. And it's so important right now, especially with like everything that's going on in the planet and all the information and all the confusion about like what's happening or, you know, on all of the divide, you know, you can always go into the records and like vet information through the records and understanding, also getting information and understanding about what's true for you. And I think that that's such an important tool to have right now. And it's so powerful for us to be able to access that at any time to receive really potent and powerful information.
And, you know, give us a couple of examples of people that have transformed or gone to a whole new level because of who they were in their before and after image. Can
Sure.
you?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I've done a lot of clearings, like ancestral clearings for people for things they were holding on to from their lineage that they were able to clear and transmute so that they could create like really big, profound changes. So, some of the things that I see with people a lot is once we clear some of these things that they're holding in their field, and I just like channel energy work for people to clear it, then they're able to have access to their gifts in a completely new way. So I'll have people after we do that clearing, they'll realize like, oh, I'm actually like a sound healer, and they'll download their own unique form of sound healing. So I have things like that happen all the time where once we clear something, then the channel opens for them to channel their unique form of healing medicine. So I see that all the time with people, where people will just real like they'll uncover and ha now have access or greater access to their healing abilities, or whatever, you know, gifts they have to share on the planet. That happens all the time. I'll also have things happen where I will clear deep wounding in the records. You know, I'll be able to see things that are blocking people from having, you know, functional relationships or calling in the type of relationship that they want. I just had a client that, you know, we worked together for 2 months using the records and the energy work that I channeled, and this person was able to call in the exact relationship that they wanted. So, you know, stuff like that happens really quickly in the records because once you get the information about what's blocking it, then you can clear it, and then it just opens up where now it just becomes easy to attract that thing you want. The other thing is people being able to open up to receiving more. So, you know, a lot of times what I'll see with people is that they know that they have these gifts to share, and they know that they're healers or they have some kind of potent energy medicine to share, but when it comes to like opening themselves up to putting themselves out there or receiving new clients or bringing new people in, there's something blocking that. And usually I'll find a lot of times in people's records, it'll be like what I call the witch wound, where, you know, for lifetimes they were persecuted for their gifts. So now it doesn't seem safe to step forward and share them. So even though they're putting themselves out there, they might not be attracting clients in the way that they want or making money in the way that they want. So once we clear that past life wounding around it not being safe to be seen or share their gifts, then they're able to step into attracting way more clients, bringing in way more money, and you know, just having a lot easier time putting themselves out there and having a successful business. So yeah, those are just some quick examples that I can think of, but they're really profound.
Absolutely. And I was thinking, you know, with myself that that at 50, for no reason, out of the blue, at 50, which wasn't that long ago, so I'm just saying. Anyway, I started waking up in the middle of the night. My palms were sweaty, and I was having this recall that I was in a box and I couldn't get out. And that would not be me. You understand? I mean, that would be totally out of character. Okay, I am a very sound, I rest very well because I go full throttle. I don't have anxiety kind of stuff. I've trained my mind through many years of things and all that. I'm not saying I don't have issues, but that's not one of them. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, then this starts happening, and I have these palpitations, and I'm like, what the heck is this? And it wasn't really the age thing for me because I'm going for 150 and blah 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 blah. But anyway, somebody came in my midst that did like emotional frequency techniques and stuff like that. And I just happened to share that with her. And we did some testing. And as it wound up in my ancestral chain, there was like my grandmother's mother's and then her mother and then the, yada yada. There was someone, and this used to happen, that was buried alive at 50.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Well, there you
Somebody was
go.
buried alive at 50, and that was being carried through the energetic field, and I was picking it up. And, I mean, the real secret of a real broad life that you still can have common sense and be a contributor as a difference maker is being big enough in your person to realize that there's so much more. And that's why I'm enjoying this with you so much, that people often make it's about their psychology or their personality or maybe I've watched too much Law and Order. No. It's in your ancestral vibe. And the moment, Elise, that we did that never happened to me again. Never. So that's, I think that, what we're wanting our listeners to hear is that, invest the time, get your Akashic records read, contact Elise, do this work because it's life altering and it will free you in a way that your mind or going on YouTube and listening to all these how-tos. It's nothing wrong with that. But sometimes if you're at a place in your life and you still haven't gotten to it, I think you need somebody else to drive the boat and get in there for you. Don't you think so, Elise?
Oh my God, 100%. I mean, literally, it is a difference between moving quickly and being super, quote unquote successful, but meeting your goals and out and just propelling yourself forward and going in circles. Like literally, I see everyone who invests in themselves regularly and gets support regularly just quantum leaps continuously. And anyone who's like, oh, well, I'm just gonna, wait, or I'm just gonna see if I can figure it out on my own, they literally just chase their tails and go in circles. Like it's not rocket science. Like there's certain, yes, we can do stuff on our own and we can support ourselves, but to me, that's more of like the in between that you do between when you see other people. Like I'm always getting support around my own healing and around my business and my spiritual transformation all the time because that's how we grow. Like you can't do everything on your own, and the way that we really are able to move forward is getting support from other people. I'm 100% about that, and it's literally like I said, everyone who does that, they move forward so quickly, and anyone who, has resistance to that or think that they can heal themselves or grow on their own, it doesn't happen. Like there is stuff that you can do on your own, but like I said, that should be more of like a maintenance thing, and then you get support from other people. Like that's why I have groups programs, because community with like-minded people is everything. That's really how we grow and move forward, is by having that support and having that community. So I 100% agree with you on that.
Yeah, and why not? And I've been in a conversation lately with people that are overweight, and there's a program that is going across the country. I don't know how new it is, but it works. It works if you work it. It's very successful, etc. I've done it myself, and I didn't really need to lose weight, but I'm 20 pounds lighter. And it was just the easiest thing I think I've ever done. And, people were saying, well, I don't, I really don't want to pay, I mean, it costs, and it costs money. And I go, here's the thing, you either pay now or you pay later.
Called
your body, you pay now or you pay later. So, right, you might get off cheap right now, but you pay later. You go through a pharmacy drive-through, it's a balance. It's like you either maintain your essence or you repair. And that's not something I'm making up, and it's certainly not a negative statement. It's simply fact that, you put into something and you get something back. It's kind of, what we would call cause and effect. But I think that's the thing that often people will say, if I'm going to get this done and I have to pay and my insurance doesn't cover it. Well, yeah, but think about the things your insurance will cover and realize how set up we are often in our society that, yeah, they probably will. But what if you never had to have them pay for anything because you're in alignment with your Akashic records, you're in alignment with, you clear things like when you're 50 and you're downloading somebody's memory, it's very uncomfortable. What if? I mean, I don't understand it. I do understand some of the systems that's keeping these things locked in, but I just affirm more of an awakening. And this is why I like to do this show, is to feature people like you that, please, people, for a mild investment in whatever it is to clear, you get to save your essence for forever in your life. Wow, what a concept!
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a paradigm shift for people, when it comes to investing in yourself. But to me, that's the best investment you can ever make, and you get return on it beyond exponentially. And what I mean by that is, like, for me, like, I'm so used to, I invest, in my business and my own personal growth, I invest, I probably could have 3 mortgages on houses with how much money I spend every month on my own personal growth and my business coaching and all of that. But at the same time, that's how I've quantum leaped, and that's how I've moved so quickly to getting to where I'm at in such a short amount of time, because I also know that energetically that's going to exponentialize for me. So anytime you spend money on yourself and you invest in your personal growth and transformation, you get that back exponentially, whether it's actually, making more money, becoming more abundant, or having a complete spiritual transformation. It's always worth it, because you get out of it what you put in. And the way that I describe it too is, if, like, somebody is investing, $500 in a reading with me, they're going to expect a lot more out of it. Whereas if they're paying $100, right? So, like, the investment always matches the energy of what you're getting out of it. And, I think there's, like, this old programming of, like, spiritual stuff should be free or something like that. But, like, you need to have skin in the game when you are going to have some kind of transformation. You need to put something into it in order to get something out of it. So I just see it as an energetic exchange, because when you invest a lot of money, you're going to show up for your investment. Because you made yourself uncomfortable to put that money into it, so you're going to show up and get what you need to get out of it.
That's so true. I found that many times in my career, that when it's free, often people, take it for granted, and, like you said, are not willing to totally apply themselves, or they downplay it, and I think too that sometimes it's the simplicity of metaphysics. Conceptually, often it sounds too simple that people won't even believe it will work. But the greater truth is that to do it every day and have it apply to everything. Now, that's a different conversation right there.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, and sometimes the shifts are not always quantifiable at first, you know, and it takes and it's a little bit over time. But then, you know, like 2-3 months pass and all of a sudden you're a different person. And, you know, that's really the type of shifts that end up happening.
That's so true. So true. Well, how has this work changed you?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, just in just this year, I, you know, have quantum leaped in my business. I've quantum leaped my income and also just completely shifted my reality. And I really figured out how to manifest exactly what I want. You know, and not only what I want, but also what I know I'm supposed to be aligning with to create the shift that I know I'm meant to create on the planet. So, you know, not only have I become a master manifester, but also I've been able to go really deep in understanding why I'm really here and the impact I'm supposed to be having and what I'm supposed to be doing. So, you know, I just feel so much more in full alignment with that. And I'm able to take action every day based on that mission that I have, and really, you know, put myself out there in this way where I know that I'm supposed to help people clear their trauma, create the lives that they want so that can have a ripple effect on everybody else. So, you know, I've had monumental shifts just in the way that I live my life in general, going from 2019 being a school counselor to 2021 having a successful company and really having a big impact. So, you know, my life has shifted in every single way possible.
Well, yeah, it really sounds so exciting. Well, why don't you close the show out by letting people know how to get in touch with you, where you're located, and take a couple of minutes and just finish the show out, and Jeff will end the show for us, okay? It's been a pleasure having you.
Great.
Let everybody know how to reach you and everything, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. So you can find me on my website, which is elisebreeze.com, and you'll find all of my offerings there and the ways to work with me. I also have a Facebook group, which is really fun. I do live energy forecasts in there every week. That's called Breathe to Succeed, and you can just find that by searching it on Facebook. And then you can also find me on Instagram, which is just Elise_Breathe, and that's a great way to get in touch with me. You can DM me, and we can chat about the best way to work together, or you can contact me through my website. So yeah, that's the best way to work with me. I have group programs that I run, and I also work with people individually. And I also offer some digital programs that you can do with breath work and meditation and journaling. So there's a bunch of different ways to get into my community, whether you're just wanting to dip your toe or go all in. You know, there's a bunch of different ways. So, yeah, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to be on this show, and I can't wait to connect again soon.
Thanks for listening. This is Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Life is hard, and sometimes you need a little help and guidance. I'm Laura West, host of a Guided Life podcast, and I believe that help is all around us. We just have to ask for it. The universe has a way of guiding us forward with the help of our past loved ones, angels, spirit guides, and ascended masters. On the podcast, I love to explore these ideas with incredible guests and let people know that they are never alone. Make sure you subscribe and follow so you can join me on this journey. Part of the MindBodySpirit.fm network and wherever you get your podcasts.